Now, I'm not being rude, but earlier this week, Carl, you had the short arm comedian from America's Got Talent. What was his name?
Yeah.
Okay. Ryan Neemiller.
So you're apparently going with that theme now. You got a one arm freak in here now.
You know, when it works, it works.
Yeah. You figured I got to have somebody, I can't have a two-winged guy coming in. Yeah. I got to come in with somebody with a broken, well, we'll let Pete explain.
He's got two wings, only one of them functions.
Yeah.
I'm going on a cripple comedy.
Yeah.
Josh Blue's finishing up this weekend.
That guy's mean.
I know, he is mean.
I saw your story on Facebook, but tell
Lee is going to tell us what happened to. First of all, it's a huge cast.
It's a huge cast. It's ridiculous. And thank you, Nick Allen, for helping me put on headphones. Like the things I can't do right now. Oh. I was just like slapping them on top.
You're right-handed, right?
I'm right-handed.
Now, this is what I've heard the most. Since I've never broken anything, knock on my hand. Wiping your butt with the other hand must be incredibly tough.
Yeah. It's insane. Yeah. You'd think it's the easiest activity in the world, but like that's a sensitive substance you're dealing with.
Right.
And so to have
all over
a
like,
fumbly hand, you know that old
like finger painting back there now or what?
Basically, yeah. In 5 days now, it's been 5 days since the surgery, I've gotten so good at stuff with my left hand.
Yeah.
But like the first couple of days I was like, what do I even do? And you know that the old joke of like if you want
to back on the road too, you have to masturbate left handed.
Yeah. Oh my God. Yeah. The first couple of days, I remember I got out of the shower and I had the garbage bag duct taped to the top of my arm.
Right.
And then Jamie was like, let me do a little something for you. Cause I know you're not there yet. Like I have no left hand skills in terms of that.
All right.
And, so she did that to me. And I'm sitting there with the simple human trash bag, you know, from Bed Bath & Beyond on my arm. And I was like, this is really romantic. I was like, this is love. I told her, I was like, you know how I complain about this and that?
You want to spray on your arm, that's why.
Yeah, I don't want to. Yeah, I kept the bag on there for that. That's so funny. It's for the wound, you know?
So explain what happened to you. Yeah. This isn't a broken arm situation. This is a weird story. And if you don't know it, Pete's going to say it right now. What happened?
Yeah, so I was down in Cabo San Lucas, and I was surfing. I'm like a surfer bro now. And
How long have you been doing that?
I've been doing that for about a year and a half now. It's great.
But you were a championship water skier as a kid.
Yeah, so I have good water.
Different sports, but you know how to do it.
So you caught on quickly.
I caught on quickly.
Good for you. I tried it. I sucked. I was so disappointed.
So it's
everybody sucks.
By the way, the story starts out like a sad story. I was surfing in Cabo.
Yeah, yeah.
So everybody can relate to that.
Yeah. Yeah. Just very unhappy. I just had sex in my villa, and I was like, you know, I think I need to get in the ocean.
So right away, we're turning on the sympathy card. So go
yeah,
ahead.
Yeah, this is relatable.
I can feel the whole crowd just say, oh, I remember it happened to me.
So that was the vacation, smash and surf.
Smash and surf.
The smash and surf package.
Yeah, you're dang right. Yeah. I mean, that's... Those are really those moments where you're like, if a shark gets me, fine.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I had sex in my villa.
Yeah, I just had sex in my villa. And so I went out surfing. And first of all, we had been surfing the day before at this place called Old Man's, which, like, that's really, if you're new to surfing, you want to go. Every place in the world has a place called Old Man's.
They call it that. Okay, got it.
Yeah, where it has, like, nice, gentle waves. So we were staying at the Thompson Cape Resort, and out in front of there is this place called Monuments. Mm-hmm. And that's, like, where you see people on Instagram surfing these giant barrels.
All right.
And Jamie and I, she just didn't want to go to, she didn't want to go to Old Man's.
Got it.
I was like, babe, can we just go to Old Man's and go surf? It's like a 5-minute trip. She's like, I don't want to do all that.
Right.
Just go surf out there.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, yeah, I don't think I should be surfing out there.
Right.
And this is how I know she doesn't really care about me. Like she was like, you're gonna be totally fine. So I go out there and I actually am catching some waves, and I'm like, this is all right. Maybe I'm good enough to surf Monuments. This is awesome. All of a sudden, this like 10-foot wave set comes in. And on the right side, that's where the waves are. That's where you want to stay.
What month is this, by the way? This is a while ago, right?
This was in August.
Got it. Okay.
Yeah, this is in August. On the left side is where the rocks are. And you don't want to be towards the rocks. And they told me there's sea urchins over there.
Right.
So this huge set comes in, just kicks me off of my board. And now I'm just, like, swimming and trying to, like, dive into waves and, like, stay away from these rocks.
Got it.
And at some point, I get tumbled in a wave. My elbow just kind of, like, kisses this rock, you know, just, like... just like it didn't even hurt. It was like, oh, okay, my elbow touched that rock.
Right.
I got out of the water, almost like a punk rock, you know, like leather jacket elbow.
Yeah.
I had 8 spikes out of my arm, like long spikes from the sea urchin.
Okay.
And there are these long black spikes, which if you get a brown one, those aren't poisonous. The black ones, poisonous.
Got it. I didn't know that.
A social commentary.
Right.
just being PC in this world, we're talking about sea urchins.
And the white ones are fine, by the way, right? Okay.
Yeah, the white ones are just...
So do you need immediate medical attention, or can you pluck them out yourself?
Yeah, so I was like, I think I need to go to the doctor, you know, because it's like bleeding and they're sticking through my rash guard. And I was like, this is pretty bad, I think. And like when I moved my elbow, I could like feel them going like, you know, and kind of like breaking off because they're brittle. So I go up to the front lobby.
At this point, are those spikes still alive in your skin?
I think they are. I think they're definitely still alive. Yeah, yeah. It'd be like, I don't know.
Yeah.
So I go up to the lobby and I was like, hey, I need to call a doctor or go to a doctor. And they're like, oh, we have one. So many people get stung by sea urchins right out in front that we have one. Yeah. This kid
should
comes
have told that ahead of time.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Like, you know the old like where there's like 3 kids stacked up in a trench coat.
Yes.
You know, this doctor came down that like looked so young.
Yeah.
And he looked like, I couldn't even tell if he was a doctor or if they just were like, the doctor didn't show up. Like, hey, you're a busboy. Put on this jacket.
Look and official.
Just, yeah, you know how to work tweezers.
Right,
like,
yeah.
Just be the tweezer doctor for half a day. So he has a syringe and he's like, he's.
Plus, he's from Cabo U.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And he serves half his day too. Probably good.
Or just, Cabo State.
Yeah, right? Probably Cabo State.
Cabo State's a better medical school.
Yeah, yeah, Cabo State.
Yeah.
So he's squirting he has a syringe with like saline or water, or I don't know what it is. And he's just like squirting water at my thing and then tweezing it. And I was like, I don't think that's a medical thing.
No, you could have done that.
Splashing it.
Yeah, I was like, I don't know what this is. So he takes all the things out, and I was like, "Say, so are these poisonous?" And he's like, No, they're the ones out in front here, not poisonous. The ones that are black with like the blue rings, like those are poisonous. And I was like, that's what those were.
Yeah.
And he's like, no, those were brown. And I was like, wait, but no, So pretty much that night, we were going home the next. He also was like, "When are you going home?" I was like, "Tomorrow." He's like, "You're gonna be fine. Just go see the doctor when you get home. You're gonna be fine." So that night, I like go down a YouTube rabbit hole, and I'm like, "I gotta get to the doctor in America to like a real doctor."
Right. It's still August, though. Okay.
Yeah, it's still August. So we fly home. I pretty much immediately go to the doctor. He picks out the rest, and he's like. He's like, okay, all right. You know, he's an LA doctor, so he's seen sea urchin stuff. And he's like, let's just monitor it. Let's do your blood work. Let's see how it is. So over the next couple months, I would just get these like random chills, and then I'd go into the doctor.
While you're on the road doing the whole bit, you're working all fall.
Yeah, I'd be on stage, and I would just get like fever chills, or I'd just be on a plane.
Was your elbow sore for a while, and that went away too?
It was definitely sore, and
everybody always hurt.
It always hurt, and but like mostly it was like this my body was fighting off an infection in my elbow, and then also there was some venom from these sea urchins that would just like I'd bump my elbow and then it would randomly get released.
Oh,
and it became like almost funny between Jamie and I, who she's a nurse practitioner, so I couldn't have been with a better person to ask. But like it was almost funny.
Except you got it because of her.
Yeah, I got it because she wouldn't go surf old man.
Old man, right.
And I don't have issues with my parents. But yeah, she, we were kind of monitoring it, but all of a sudden the chills would come, and it was almost like if your best friend just randomly got tasered, it'd be kind of funny to you the 100th time.
I think it'd be funny the first time.
And so we would just laugh about it, and I'd go get blood work done, and my doctor was like, yeah, you're definitely fighting an infection in your body, blah, blah, blah. So I kept going, let's get him out. He's like, keep soaking it in vinegar. So, like, I would buy these giant, the giant jugs at the grocery store of vinegar, where you're like, who buys that much vinegar? Like, what?
Sea urchin guys, yeah.
Who are these people? Who are buying this much vinegar?
Cider.
Yeah.
You got to soak it in cider.
Yeah.
So, I bought special Tupperware where I could soak my elbow
on the road. Okay.
Yeah, just hoping that the sea urchin was going to come out of my skin like they said.
So basically, you go back to the hotel and you wear a CPAP, right, too. So you
wear a
CPAP and your elbow's in vinegar.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, not an old man. You're thinking, what the hell?
Yeah. Yeah. Once again, I smash. This is... this is the Van Halen road life that everybody painted for me.
Yes,
that I would be soaking my elbow in vinegar. Ugh. So, finally, I went to go see an orthopedic surgeon because my doctor took an x-ray and he was like, yeah, the all that stuff is like really close to the tendon. So you don't know if it's in the tendon. So you got to go see like...
This is 4 months.
This is 4 months later. So I go to see the guy that like when like the LA Lakers and the Kings get hurt, you know, you go because, you know, my surfing career is so important and that I have to go to this guy. So, he does like an MRI on it and he, you know, cause that's expensive and you know, that benefits him.
Right.
And he looked at it, he's like, yep, we need surgery.
What kind of surgery is done then?
So, he basically sliced open my elbow from like, probably like a 2-inch incision. Mm-hmm. And then he's like, I have to go in there and basically like scoop all of the infection out, you know, cause he goes, your body has, your body's amazing and that it's formed like a Tic Tac size, thing of tissue that it's like fighting and trying to like eat these things over time.
So and portions of the, spines are still in you.
Portions of the spine. So
how come that wasn't something that spread through your whole body and it might've been deadly?
That's the thing is that I read all these cases of people online that like it caused like a tumor to grow on your spine or like
or even your arm cut off.
Yeah.
Something weird like
your
that.
Your arm cut off or like the bacterial infection, like I shouldn't have had it in there that long. And like from the get go, I was saying to my doctor, I want surgery. Like just get this out of me. And he's like, no, just wait, the vinegar.
Right.
My doctor's Russian.
Yeah, it sounds like it.
Yeah. my name is Dr. Barat. How are you? You want pills? I'll give you pills. but anyway, so the guy does a surgery, and we think that there's just three in there because there were eight. That was like when stuff's sticking out of your arm, you count, you know? So like I knew there were eight to begin with. And so I went back in for my post-surgery consult, and he was like, yeah, you thought you only had three in there. He goes, all eight were in there, and they were all, like, Tic Tac-sized things that
were in they weren't completely removed.
So why does that involve a cast, then? You would think you're just just something that wrapped around like a bandage, and that would be fine. But
why a cast? It has to be completely immobilized because he was so invasive in the whole area, mm-hmm. like, underneath my tissue that— He's like, if you do this for 17 days, it's going to fully heal and you're not going to be messed up for like a year. If you start moving your arm, he's like, it's going to be like a year of physical therapy trying to get it to mend.
Is that because it was close to the elbow? Because it was close to the joint?
Because it's close to the elbow. And
this is the situation like, you know, with Todd and me and also what you do for a living. You can work through that.
Yeah.
You can be on stage with a stupid cast on telling jokes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right.
Todd sat here with a broken leg for like 6 months and just telling dick jokes. You have a real job. My sister had her knee replaced, and she'd been out of work 6 months.
Yeah.
Because she's a job she has to stand.
You're not schlepping shingles,
so. Right. Did he say, well, doctor, I got to work next week? He said, yeah, I know what you do. You tell dick jokes on stage.
Yeah, he was like.
You're fine.
He's like, yeah, go. He's like, try to figure out some material about having a weird arm.
And, did anybody ever tell you, well, we're pretty glad you did this because this could have been really dangerous. Besides the internet. Rabbit hole.
Yeah, the surgeon, he goes, those Tic Tacs that I took out basically of the modules, he goes, have you ever fought a sinus infection? He's like, that's like a pinhead sized thing in your sinus that your body's fighting off and you feel that exhausted.
Okay.
He's like, the reason why I was going into my doctor being like, maybe it's cancer, doc. You know, like I have no idea. Like what it I'm
stay off the internet, man.
Yeah, I was so exhausted. Yeah. And the surgeon basically said, he goes, you were fighting eight big infections in your elbow. And he's like, that's why you had no energy. He's like, that's why you thought you were so jet lagged. You were this and that. And like, ever since I had the surgery, I have never had more energy than this.
Really?
Like,
feeling better now?
Yeah.
Good.
They shocked my system with antibiotics, like a pool, you know?
Now here's the deal though. I mean, now, and obviously it's coming off in what, a couple more days?
This comes off on the 27th.
Now, not everybody reads your Facebook page. Not everybody hears you on the radio. So you're going on stage, and what have you said? Hey, I masturbated
I'm a
hard
prop day. Comic.
Yeah. What have you said? Don't mind it. You have to address it, don't you?
Yeah. Luckily, I was.
It's not gonna be like your Chrysler machine story, basically, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
You'll be telling this story. And one time I was surfing in Cabo. Yeah. Tell that story.
When I was 41, I got involved with a sea urchin in Mexico. Here's how it happened.
And you're telling it for 6 years.
And now I have a lawsuit against the ocean. I'm suing the ocean. No, but the first night I went up. luckily, right before I went on stage, so the next night, so I had surgery, and the next night I had a spot at the Improv in L.A., and those are hard to come by, so I was like, I got to go do it.
Right.
So I schlepped down to the Improv, and when I got on stage, the crowd went, oh, God. Like, you could see them going like, well, I don't like,
Like, we like physically perfect specimens.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, we want beautiful. This is Hollywood. No.
Move your right arm.
Yeah. This, oh, that's bad. And so luckily, right before that, I was in this ice cream shop, and I live in, like, the Pride District, and the funny thing about, like, the Pride community is that, like, it's, like, very anti-bullying.
Yeah, of course.
And then people are just openly bullies in my community.
Okay.
and I was in this there's this place called Salt and Straw, and then this guy just sees my arm in a splint, and he turns and he goes, what the hell is that? he goes, oh, what the hell is that? And I just very quickly, I go, it's called fashion. Ever heard of it? And everybody in the ice cream shop laughed. Yeah. Jamie was like, that was a great comeback. Yeah. And so I said that on stage, and that got a big laugh.
Okay.
And then I was like, you know, I had surgery because I, you know, I have a sea urchin in my elbow because I was surfing. And I was like, that's the whitest thing I've ever said.
That's a great line.
Yeah. And then I was like, the thing that I go, I must be a snitch because I definitely have stitches, you know. And I was like, the thing that I don't tell you about being a snitch is like the stitches will be out in 10 days.
Yeah.
So like maybe snitch. I don't know. And so I did a whole bit about that. And then my hand was colored orange because of the surgery. They like wipe it with this. Like,
the beta. That's why they're thinking, what the hell's up there, man?
Yeah. And so I just like joked around. I was like, it's so weird. I have like one Trump hand. And then I was like,
that's funny.
Yeah. So this hand is like, I read. And this hand is like, no, he doesn't. That's a lie.
How was that greeted?
It was in L.A.
In L.A. it was great. Yeah. No, nobody was like, no.
Try it tonight. America.
Yeah, Merrick, you're bullying the biggest bully. I don't like it when you bully the guy that's good at bullying. It
hurts my feelings.
Yeah.
You're bullying the biggest bully, right? You're punching down.
Yeah. Jeez, yeah. So
you didn't miss any gigs after that, obviously. It's just you've been here.
Yeah. Okay. And
you're feeling better.
I'm feeling great. I can't wait to go on stage. I'm excited to do comedy. I'm sure that we're going to find like a lot of different material about the cast during the week.
I'm sure you will. Yeah, we will.
But we will. Splint.
We'll take a quick break. Pete Lee, funnyboneomaha.com.
Happy to have Pete back.
Yeah, yes. Colleen's with us, of course.
Three holes, no waiting.
Never goes away.
Oh, Lord.
I'm sorry.
He's not.
I apologize.
No, you don't. You're not sorry.
No, he's not.